Here, so we can talk, but I don't know if anybody can hear.
Okay.
Christine is on like that.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling less and less nervous, though.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay, I think it's working, right? What do we think? Should we talk? It's working, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we're good.
We're back.
Okay. All right. So do you want to just have a little conversation, or do you want to, because I have a couple of text questions that we can address. I don't know. What do you want to say? Why don't you start, Emma?
What do you feel if we do, if we say just a little introduction for this show?
Okay.
So people can know about this show.
That sounds
good.
And
then we can...
Oh no. I think Emma has frozen. Uh-oh. Hold on 1 second. Technical difficulties, my apologies. Okay, is Emma back? Okay, Emma's back. Okay, Emma, please continue with your introduction.
So do you like to start, Gaia, since I'm having some troubles here with the connection?
Do I
want to
start? I don't know. I mean, what should I say? I mean, I could talk about an annoying email that I got today. I could talk about a lot of stuff and just dive into it. But I feel like you had an introduction. I'm not so good at, intros. I'm just good at...
Well, me neither. But, for Emma Barrera.
Yeah.
We created this show just to be able to share, our thoughts, the thoughts that we can have with sisters or best friends or very close friends about the whole dating process, which really sucks.
Which
sometimes.
Is really disgusting and horrific.
Disgusting. I love that. And, to be able to share how we feel and how we process that, it really helps. So we don't get into this drama. So basically, we're doing that during the show, and we're having fun at the same time because we both agree that dating should be about learning and having fun instead of being disgusting and pathetic.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's like that.
Which sometimes it's like that, yeah.
Exactly. So that's okay. My little intro.
I think that's a fantastic intro. I feel like your intro is much more positive than my intro, so I feel like I'm just going to steal your intro and just say that I agree.
Steal it.
Okay.
I like yours also. It's just different perspectives and if you want, we can start with the text.
Okay, let's start with the text. I'm getting some text. Now, I'm not sure if this person wants me to use his name, and he doesn't specify, so I'm just going to not use his name.
Perfect.
And so this question is, my GF is really sweet, but I don't know how to tell her I don't really like hand jobs. She rubs too vigorously, and it ends up chafing and not feeling so good. What can I do? I'm glad that we're starting with this one. So, do you want to take this one, Emma?
Yes, I can take that one. Just to be specific here, could be about anything, not just sex.
This is true, yeah.
It's just could be about anything. And we don't care about sex questions also. We can talk about anything here. Just feel free to ask any question.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's not that we don't care about sex questions, but... Yeah, but we can talk about sex or relationships or love or anything. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So on this one here, I don't know, depends on the person. I think I can relate with that. And just right now in my life, I just realized that if I don't like it, I will say it. It's just we were having also, Gaia and myself, this conversation where basically when you're dating, you're a totally stranger. So why not experiment, right?
Exactly, which I might tell a little story about strangers after you answer this question, but go on.
Yes,
go on.
Please say it.
Oh, no, finish your sentence.
So basically, myself, I don't know, in that situation, I'm in this part of my life where I don't care. basically I don't give a shit, and I will just say what I like and what I don't like to do, and that's it.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple.
So you try and be sensitive to someone, but you just also tell people how you feel exactly, and you don't worry about the outcome. You just try and be who you are and then hope for the best kind of thing.
Exactly, that I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable or like... I don't want to create an awkward situation or feeling there, but it's not personal, and just, I don't like it.
Yeah, I think that's a great one. Okay, it looks like we're getting another caller. Should we try and answer our first call? I'm going to try and answer. Let's see how this works.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Por favor.
Hello, you're on air. Who is calling?
Is this the Lost Connection?
This is a soul friend, Love Opinions from Two Girls, indeed.
My name is Ron Clay.
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey,
thanks
Ellie.
For calling.
Yeah, am I the first caller?
You are our first caller. I'm so happy to hear from you.
I tried to call a few minutes ago, but maybe you weren't set up.
Yeah, we were having a couple of technical difficulties, so I'm glad that you tried again. Thank you so much. What's your question for us? We would love to give you our opinion.
I'm wondering how an artist, I guess you have to make the decision. I don't believe in concealing emotions, but what happens when, say, your partner tells you that you can be honest and upfront, but then you're honest and upfront, and then say some of your emotions come out. Not like psycho emotions, but say irritable, something like that, and then they break up with you.
Oh man. Okay. So basically, how do you be open with someone and not have to fear that they're going to break up with you is kind of like a summary of that question. Is that a good assessment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a very smart question.
I think that's a very smart question as well. Oof, this is tricky. Oh, man. Okay, well, Emma answered the last one. Should I try this one, Emma? Okay.
Please.
And I'm sorry, your name again was Ron?
Yeah, Ron Clay.
Ron Clay. Okay, Ron. So, yeah, I mean, it's really a balance of trying to find a way to be vulnerable and yet not overly vulnerable, and find a way to kind of respect yourself within the relationship and speak, you know, about what you need. But also, yeah, try and, like, not have the fear of rejection just overwhelm you and cripple you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, being an artist, we have varying emotions, so maybe it's a tricky situation to get involved.
True.
With anyways, but
you mean
it's
a tricky.
Most people know what they're getting into.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that in your current situation or with that person that you were dating, that your being an artist really affected the emotional aspect of your relationship, or do you think that really affected it?
I think it was a case of being grumpy.
Of being grumpy. Okay. I mean, I would say that in my opinion, and also let's preface this to explain to our however many people are listening, hopefully more than just you, Ron, that obviously Em and I are two ladies who are not therapists, so this is just our opinion, of course, to be taken with a grain of salt. But I would say that, you know, it doesn't really matter what your profession is, and that, you know, everyone has their, you know, strengths and weaknesses, and that the only thing that maybe you could say that differs, you know, in my experience, I'm an artist as well, the only thing that I could say from dating artists versus other people who are not artists is that perhaps artists are more self-involved, or they kind of, you know, are more attached to their, you know, work, like their ego is maybe more linked to their work, and they have to be perhaps more selfish and kind of tied into emotionally their work more than other people who maybe don't kind of operate under that same guise. Does that make sense, Emma? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. But would you suggest to either, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell if you find the person that can navigate those things, but do you suggest to either find someone that can, or next time just be grumpy to someone else, or even if it's not a case of being grumpy, like if you need to speak your mind about, say, having a problem with a collector or a bad conversation with a curator.
Yeah.
Instead of telling your partner these things, which they've told you you can be open about.
Right. I mean, I think I'm getting a few text messages too, so I should try and you're probably going to be our only caller, but I should try and answer this quickly here. But I would say that, you know, in general, you want to find someone that is supportive of you and that you can be open with and that you can also, you know, share every aspect of your life with. I mean, that's the kind of goal that's one of my goals, is to find someone that I can share everything with and not have to worry about being judged and not have to worry that there's some topic that's off limits. But also, you know, I try and be, emotionally respectful and not put too much on other people that I'm dating, and try and, you know, be an independent person within a relationship. So I would say that if there's any piece of advice, and again, what do I know? But if there's any piece of advice I can say, is just to find someone who understands you, and also just try and, you know, be respectful of someone's emotional boundaries. If they're, you know, having a hard day and really can't talk, then be respectful of that, and then hope that you've made a good decision in terms of, you know, someone who's generally very available and loving and all of those things. So, yeah. So I think that's my answer for you. I hope that's somewhat helpful.
Okay, I love it.
Okay.
And also, keep it simple, Ron. If this lady hurt your feelings because she told you that you're grumpy, just express her why you feel grumpy and just try to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Awesome.
Thank you very much for calling, Ron. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling, Ron. We appreciate it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Awesome.
That was great.
That was good. And we had our first call. What's that?
And he's totally right, you know?
He is totally right.
Yes, how do you know how to be open, but at the same time to set like healthy boundaries there? I totally agree on that one, where all will feel like really awkward and strange at the beginning because of that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, I don't know if I answered it that well in terms of, like, you're an artist and so you're grown. I mean, I think it just doesn't matter what you do for a living. I think it's just, like, if you find someone who you communicate well with and it's easy and it, like, feels good, then it feels good. And if you find someone that you can't kind of talk to when you're feeling bad, then maybe you should find someone else to talk to when you're feeling bad. So, I don't know. I have another text question, but I do want to... I want to circle back to something that Emma said earlier that I really think this is a wonderful metaphor for dating, about strangers. You remember I was telling you about strangers, Emma?
I totally remember that.
Okay. So I was if anybody has any calls, please feel free to call us. Oh, we can also give some prompts for some other topics in a little bit. But this quick story about strangers is, I was recently dating someone for not very long, but for, you know, a while. And you know, I was excited about it, and I thought that, like, oh, this person is nice and loving and caring and all these, like, wonderful things that, like, I could potentially be super into, and, you know, the beginning phases of being excited. And then something happened that I, like, was super not into, and I was telling my friend about it, and I was like, can you believe this happened? Like, how could he do this? Like, that's so fucked. Like, I don't get it. Like, what the hell? And my friend said to me, we don't date our friends because we know who they are as people, and we don't date them because we know who they are and we're not interested in dating them. And then we meet these strangers out in the world who are strangers to us, and we're attracted to them, and so we start dating them. And, you know, we project onto them all of these things that we think that they potentially could be for us, and we have all of our hopes and all of our sort of, you know, aspirations for, like, our future relationship with this person, but that they're all just projections. And then they do things that we don't like, that don't line up with our projection of who we think that they are or could be. And then we're surprised by that. And basically, so my friend was like, yeah, I'm not surprised that like he did this thing that you don't love because he's a fucking stranger to you. You don't know him. So I think that's
a good lesson.
He's a total stranger. So don't be surprised when total strangers that you're dating do things that surprise you, because why are you surprised when strangers do things that surprise you? You can't be surprised because you don't know them. So I thought that was really interesting.
And I can nail this example to Ron, our first call, because he's a special. He's the very first one, right?
He was our first one.
Ron, remember, she's a stranger. Nothing happens.
Exactly. Totally. Okay. Well, should we go into our next text question? I'm gonna go into our next text question, Emma. Okay. Oh my gosh, there's a bunch here. Oh geez, how do I keep up with this? Let's see. Okay, this one's also about sex. Emma, do you want a question about sex or not about sex? Your choice.
I don't care, but we answered one already, right?
Yeah, we did. Oh man. Oh, that one's really specific. Okay, well, but this one's, I don't know. Okay, I'm just gonna go with this one. Will my BF still love me if I make bad art?
How was that again?
Will my boyfriend still love me if I make bad art? Well, yeah, that's a good one.
Since you're the artist here, please, the honors.
Oh, God. I feel like I answered the last one. Jesus. Okay. This is something... Ugh. I can, like, hear my voice getting all nervous. Terrible. Okay.
No, I think, you're not.
No, no, no. It's just that, like, the idea of that thought of making something bad makes me want to never make anything again. Ugh. Because obviously it's going to happen. You're going to make a bunch of terrible stuff and it just goes with the territory. But okay, I think that I've thought a lot about this in terms of, you know, your identity being linked to your career and what you do, and trying to kind of dissociate myself from that thought, because that's a really like toxic way to think about yourself, because you are going to make terrible things and you're going to make decisions that you know, regret later. So if you're really attached to those outcomes, then you're never going to be a happy person. So I would say, to answer the question, which is once again, will my boyfriend still love me if I make bad art? I would say, if your boyfriend loves you for who you are, then it doesn't matter, you know. I mean, that's it sounds like a Hallmark card, but it's true though. If your boyfriend loves you for who you are, it really shouldn't matter if you make the worst art, as long as they love you for who you are and believe in like your, you know, true kind of core self. That sounds like really hokey, but I believe it. So yeah, that's my question to that. That's my answer to that one.
I love your answer. I have a really quick answer, though, if I can share a little bit.
Please.
About the question.
Please.
Well, my answer will be another question for her. Does she want to be with someone that doesn't love her just because she makes bad art?
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I agree. Okay.
Do you like to read another text?
Sure. This one's also about art. Okay, let's read this one too. Will my boyfriend love me if I never make art about him? Wait, let's see. Will my boyfriend love me if I never make art about him? That one's tricky. I don't know. How do I answer that? I don't think you can. Well, I'm just going to say that I don't think that. I don't think that that's fair thing to say. You know, like you shouldn't have to like guide someone into making something or not, you know. So I don't know. I don't know how to answer that one. I'm gonna skip that one. I'm gonna choose to skip that one.
Okay, I agree.
Sorry, person. Let's see. I'm reading. I'm filtering some because there's so many texts here. Hold on one second. Yeah, get over is not our page. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer any of these. These are such hard questions. Okay, well, here's another one. What if my art boyfriend is high profile and I'm emerging? I feel like I could answer that question, but I feel like maybe, Emma, you should, because you're not as in the...
I totally know, because you've been answering a little bit more than me, but just remember, I'm very sick right now. You can hear it in my voice. Mm. So... If you don't mind, just the thing that we can do is you can answer that. I will share my answer, shorter for sure. And then I could ask a question myself for the audience and see if we have another call or we both can share that answer.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay, so I'll answer that one. I will say I actually recently did date someone who was a rather high profile artist, so that I guess is could be applicable to me specifically.
That's why I want you to answer it.
And I guess I'm an emerging artist. I like to think of myself as a commercial photographer because it's a nice shield for me to hide away my own art behind.
What a shield! I love the shield.
The shield. But what if my boyfriend is a high-profile artist and I'm an emerging artist? I don't know if that's really. I don't know how to apply that to love, but I guess the question there is that there's a conflict about career, so that can be tricky. I mean, I think that. With anything, you need to feel as though you are supporting your partner and your partner is supporting you. And I think that if there, you know, is some kind of break in that, or that there's some kind of jealousy or, you know, resentment that is happening, then that's something that you need to deal with for yourself and try and, you know, resolve within yourself, because really it has nothing to do with that person's success or non-success or your perceived success or non-success of yourself or the other person or whatever it is. So yeah, I think that again, it's just, it's a matter of trying to find that right person who you feel good with. So I don't know.
I love your answer, Gaia.
I feel like I'm such a hippie right now. I'm like, you know, you just find that right person and like everybody's strangers.
But I love it. Because I'm a hippie then?
No, but
I love it. I love it. And also, you know, like for me, if I don't know, I just try to empathize with these questions, right? And if I would feel that I've been feeling this in this way, I will ask myself if for me it's about if it's about power, you know, the relationship. Because otherwise, right. If it's not the power involved, you won't feel, well, in my mind, that's my perspective. And we're sharing here just like our own perspectives, right? Mm-hmm. So I will feel that it's about power. And for me, a relationship is about being open, not be like in guard and to get power or like anything like that. So that's my short answer. So it's just something about to think and to see our projections in the other person. And as we were mentioning before also, Gaia, that we try to experiment our feelings.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we, Emma and I have coined the, I think I totally stole it from a stand-up comedian here in LA that I saw, but the term that we like to use when we're dating people is that we try on our feelings on other people. So you're not dating someone, you're trying your feelings on someone and seeing how they fit or don't fit. Apparently our first caller was trying his feelings on someone and felt judged and it didn't work out. So, you know, there you go. He tried them on to someone and he didn't like the response or that, you know, they didn't like those feelings. So there you go. But yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that power and understanding the power dynamics of any relationship is, you know, it's always a work in progress. But I think that that's such a major thing. That's kind of like the entirety of almost, I mean, that's like sex. That's like social stuff. That's like money stuff. I mean, that's like everything, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once again, dating should be fun.
I know, it should be fun, right?
Should be fun and should be easy and something that doesn't need to spend way more energy. In the contrary, something that will help you to have a better and more beautiful energy, whatever. Should be easy and fun.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, we have more text questions. I wish that more people... Okay, wait, let's read the number again. Hold on, I'm going to read the number so that more people can call us. Please call us with your questions. I guess we're just giving open-ended questions. So call us with your open-ended questions at 323-419-3873. 323-419-3873.
the sexy tone.
I know. Did you like that transition to sexy voice?
I like it.
Okay. Another art-related type question here. I hate openings and art dinners, but my boyfriend loves them. What do I do?
Ooh.
Hmm.
I know.
Do you want to do that one? I feel like I've answered all of them. I really think it's your turn this time. Come on.
I take the turn.
Okay.
Well, I'm way more practical than you guys. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like...
What are you saying, Emma?
I know that it's important for him, right? So if I feel like I want to socialize during that day and I feel like, you know, people person kind of mood that day, I will do it. But if I'm in this like mood of I don't want to talk to anyone and I will feel, you know, like I'm pretending, and then I'm going to be resentment at the end of the dinner with my boyfriend, I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I try just to do it when I really feel that I can do it and I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to be willing to, because it's important for him. But basically what I want to say is that I won't do it all the time, but sometimes I will let him know because I want to support him and I like to share that with him also. I'm going to be available sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I think that's a good answer. I have an experience that I could speak to about that question too. Where I was going to like an art opening dinner thing, and I really was not in the mood to go, and an ex-boyfriend of mine really wanted to go, and it was important for him to go. It wasn't his opening or anything, but he just really wanted to go, and I was like in such a foul mood. I was just I almost just stayed home and just didn't do anything, but I wanted to see him. So we were hanging out and we were debating whether to go to this thing. And the only thing that made me feel comfortable, and it was actually really like a wonderful moment, is that I wasn't sure if I wanted to go, but I wanted to go for him, and he didn't want to force me to go, but he wanted me to go to be supportive of him, you know. So it was kind of this thing where we were both trying to be nice, but didn't want to put the other person through torture. So what we compromised on, which I kind of hate that word compromise because it insinuates that both people are like getting something shitty.
I know.
Okay, so, but anyways, but we wanted to come up with like a solution. That's a more positive word. With a solution to where we wouldn't both, you know, hate the thing that happened. And basically we decided to go for a little while and then leave early if it was terrible, which seems like such an obvious thing to do. But when he said that, he was like, why don't we just go? We'll just have a drink. And then if you like aren't having fun or whatever, then we'll just leave. And he promised me that I could at any time, you know, after staying for whatever, an hour or something like that, whatever we decided on, that at any time we could leave if I just like stepped on his foot or like gave him a look or whatever. So that made me feel totally comfortable and like I wasn't going to resent him later for having to go. And it totally was the solution that I needed. So... yeah,
that's perfect. How many times we do that with friends though, that we don't want to go and then we ended up going and then you're having a really good time and your friend wants to go and you are like, no, please stay longer.
Yeah, but I think that what you're also, just the like enthusiasm that's in your voice right now and the like looseness, is that generally, you know, we feel with our friends that we have this comfort of, you know, our friends aren't gonna, you know, judge us and dump us if we like don't go to their, you know, art opening dinner, you know, too many times in a row, because our friends are our friends and they're like our friends forever and they're not gonna be bummed out and we can just communicate with them freely and openly, you know? And I think that's the difference, is that sometimes we feel like, oh, who knows, like if I do this thing, then maybe they're gonna like not like me for being that way or whatever, you know. And like, you can't do that. You just have to just be yourself, because if you're not yourself, then you're, you know, someone's gonna like you for something that you're not, and then they're gonna realize that you're not that thing, and then they're gonna dump you because they're gonna be like, oh wait, I thought you were this other thing and now you're not, so like peace out, you know. So because that's how everyone dumps each other, is they say peace out.
Exactly. That was a good point. Good point, Gaga.
Totally. Okay, well, I'm gonna We have some of our tentative questions that we had discussed previously. So I'm gonna, do you have any ones that you wanna like prompt people to call in case anyone's listening would like to call in? Should we prompt people with a few questions?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, here, I'll choose this one, or I'll choose two, and then you choose two. Let's see. Oh, this is a funny one. Okay. what about, okay, have you ever had a friend accidentally seeing a sexy photo on your phone? Has it happened to you? How did you handle it? this has happened to me. Okay. So that's one. That's a good one. Oh, this is kind of like a deep one, which maybe I'm not in the mood to like even answer if people call in about, but I can get in the mood easily if anybody wants to call.
I can answer that. Which one is?
Oh, this one, we talk about this all the time. Can you trust someone after trust has been broken?
Oh.
God, that one's so lame. I just hate trusting anyone at all. I just want to hide in a rock forever.
Yeah, you would say, trusting is disgusting.
Trusting is disgusting. God, I literally wish I didn't have to ever trust anyone, but that's not a good way to live your life. Ugh, it's such a constant battle. Okay, but yeah, so let's prompt those questions. If anyone wants to call us, if they have any thoughts on, you know, can you trust someone after your trust has been broken, and or have friends of yours accidentally seen sexy pics on your phone? Has that happened to you? And then do you want to prompt anyone for any questions, Emma?
Yes. Since we have one deep question and the other one not that deep, I would like to ask people, what are your priorities in dating?
Oh, yeah. Right? That's such a key one. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your priorities in dating? Oh, and this is from a previous conversation that we had where basically I feel like I've been dating all these people and I realize kind of like after dating them for like maybe a year or like or less or whatever, but that like I'm really not being specific. I'm talking about like my last like two boyfriends or something. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, I'm trying not to be specific. But that shit, I feel like I'm like being so specific now. But that I realized that our priorities just aren't the same in terms of what we want, in terms of where we are in our lives and all these things. So it's prompted me to like really get clear about trying to find people who, you know, want the same things out of a relationship, and that I'm clear about what I want, and that I make sure that, you know, as I get to know someone, obviously you don't like on the first date, you know, grill someone about like what their priorities are, because that would be insane. But you know, maybe the second or third date. But you try and get clear about what your priorities are so you can make sure that they line up, so you don't have to like, you know, realize too late once you've like wasted time. So yeah.
But just to be aware of them, you know, at the beginning, just to be aware of them.
Yeah, just to be aware.
Like, put them on your right shoulder.
On your right shoulder, exactly. Totally.
And also related with that one is like, lately I've been hearing a lot of friends that they've been doing checklists to attract.
Oh yeah.
Their person, right?
This is true.
So have you been doing your checklist lately, or do you have a checklist at all?
I do have a checklist. I do have a checklist. Yeah, I have a checklist, and it's interesting. It's funny. So I was recently dating someone, and then after getting out of that relationship, I kind of redid my whole checklist and was like, okay, these things aren't working for me. I don't want to date someone who's like this, this, and that. So that means the opposite of that is X. And so now I realize that like X is what I want. But then what's interesting, so I have my whole new checklist of kind of like what I'm looking for. But what's funny is that I try and be as thorough as possible in terms of what I'm looking for. But what's funny is that I've recently like met someone, totally I'm not dating them at all yet, but like recently met, so like let's not get ahead of yourself, Gaia. Don't be totally insane yet. But what's interesting, Emma, I'm sure is judging me. What is interesting is that I thought I was so thorough with my whole checklist, and then there's this one thing that's really different than anything that I could have like expected or like planned for, and I was like, oh man, I didn't think of that thing. Like, how do I, like, is that okay? Like, I think I can be flexible to that. Because, of course, the checklist is just a starting point, you know? It's not, you can't find someone that's, like, you know, every single thing on your checklist of, like, 20 things. But hopefully, maybe you can find 10 or, you know, whatever. 10, I mean, that's another good question to pose.
So if you do have a range of the, like, okay, like a checklist of 20 things, and the range is like, if I have at least 10, I want to keep dating
them. At least 10, do you want to keep dating them? Yeah, exactly. We have another text question here. Okay, I'm going to read it. Question is, are your priorities in dating, are they your kind of crazy? Ooh, so that's someone's priority is like, is that person your kind of crazy? That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that.
I think I didn't get the question, like, if I didn't get the question though.
I guess it's phrased a little strangely, but I would take that question as basically, you know, assuming that we're all a little bit crazy, which I think that that's a fair assumption in our own way. You know, is someone like a good match for your kind of eccentricity? And does that, you know, line up with kind of your, it's a hard question to answer, but I guess maybe that's more of a statement. That's more of a statement.
First of all, we need to know what's crazy in order to answer that question, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I don't know.
Sweet. Yeah.
So are you, tell me about your checklist, Emma. Are you working on your checklist? Last time I talked to you, you hadn't done it, which I feel like is bad.
Well, I don't mean that I didn't have a checklist, but you know, with the time you become like very specific on your checklist and you ended up with like these 40 things, right?
Uh-huh.
And thinking about like how many things are in your range in order to say that that's okay or not, right?
Right.
That's why, like, I have to change my checklist a little bit to see, like, which ones are my priorities in the checklist, right?
Yeah.
And since I'm changing, you know, since I'm also growing and changing myself, they're not gonna be the same ones all the time. So that is a checklist that it changed constantly for sure.
Right. Yeah.
So I have it, and I'm just deciding how many things I'm gonna have in the checklist.
You're trying to prioritize the checklist.
I'm trying to narrow it.
You're trying to narrow it down. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I guess that's the other thing too, is that you have to try and prioritize within that and figure out what are like the top three. Yeah. That's tricky. I don't know what my top three. No, I think that's the thing is maybe about like trying to have a checklist is that you have to be really specific, but also really vague in a way and be like, I want someone who's loving and caring, you know? And it's like, I guess, what does that mean? That's like so vague that like so many people could be loving and caring. So like you're setting yourself up for low expectations. So like maybe you'll be, maybe you'll find someone like that.
Exactly.
But maybe that's a good way to go. I don't know.
But at the same time, you know, is that within 3 dates or so, you're going to find out if that person is loving and caring.
You think so? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, I don't know. Like, if you're aware of the things that, well, I think it's like these projections of what is the way you like to be told or whatever in order to feel loving, that someone loves you and that someone cares about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody feels totally different about that. I will say an example, right? Like
a
bridge where the classic guy is gonna be fixing everything, you know, in the house and blah, 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 and doesn't spend much time with the wife, and the wife is just, I wanna just, you know, hang out with you and go to the movies again, and the guy is like, what are you talking about? I've been just so busy just fixing everything, you know, like, it's just a stupid example, I know, but it's in my list, I need to know how I like to be told or demonstrate that someone loves me and to be able to express it. So that way, and I think like within 3 dates or 4 dates, I will know if someone is loving and caring for me or not.
I guess you're right. And I think that we've talked about this in the past too, where it's part of what I was saying earlier about kind of projecting your hopes and dreams and desires onto someone, even if, even just project. You just take this body and you're like, oh yeah, you're all these things that I want you to be.
Trying my emotions, you know?
Yeah,
you,
just trying my emotions on you, and then I'm just gonna completely disregard every red flag that comes up. But I think that that's true too, because I think that for the most part, for every relationship that I've had, I can look back and I can say to myself, oh yeah, you're right. Like in those first few dates, there was all those things that happened that you didn't like, you know, or even if it was just a little thing, it didn't have to be like some huge thing, otherwise you probably wouldn't have kept dating them. But there was those little things where you were like, oh yeah, that's a red flag for me. And then you choose to ignore it, you know, in the hopes that your projection of this person and their, you know, the fantasy of like what you want them to be, you know,
exactly,
can be, you know, a true fantasy. But usually in my experience, that's not how it works out. Usually your gut instinct in the beginning was the right one.
So. But you know, like in the beginning, if you're like all in love.
Come a little closer to the microphone. Come closer.
Oh, sorry. If at the beginning you're like all in love and you're kind of not ignore them, but you don't see them a lot because you're like, you know, in this cloud in love and you don't see the red flags.
Yeah.
But you notice that, you know, in 3 or 4 dates also.
Yeah, that's true.
It's tricky. It's just, you need to just trust in your instincts, or you need to trust like in what you like and how you feel.
Yeah, true.
It should be, again, I'm gonna keep repeating this because it's how I talk to myself. I repeat that to myself all the time. Should be easy and fun.
It should be. It really should be. So why is it so terrible? Why is it the worst? God.
I don't know what it is.
It's literally the worst. Oh my God. What's funny is that when we first started having these conversations about relationships, what was it, like a couple of months ago, literally I feel like so much has changed for both of us, but it's still exactly the same. Like, I was dating someone for a second and then they turned out to be a total stranger to me and I didn't like them. And I was somehow surprised by that, which is also funny because I got an email maybe from that person today, who will remain nameless, but yeah, it was this total stranger to me who I dated very briefly. And I was still surprised. This is what's crazy to me, is that even though I knew that he was a stranger and like, you know, that I shouldn't be surprised by him doing things that I didn't like, that I didn't expect him to do because I didn't know who he was. Even after I'd had that realization, I got this email today and I was still to myself telling myself that that's so unbelievable. That how could they have this perspective on things and how could they possibly say all of these things? And I was still completely shocked by this email for a second. And then I don't know how to talk about it. It's so hard to talk about things without talking about things, but
sorry.
Yeah. Oh no, it's okay. But basically the point of this is that, you know, this email was just insane. I was just like, where is this person's head? It wasn't insane. I just didn't relate to it at all. And I really didn't expect it in response to the email that I had sent, because I felt like my email was very like straightforward and direct and kind and like whatever, and didn't even really require a response at all. You know, I've been trying to be very like non-blaming. So if someone does something that pisses me off, I'll just say, hey, you know, when you do this thing, it makes me feel really uncomfortable, versus saying like, you're a dick, you know?
Polite girl here.
What's up?
You have a very polite girl.
Polite. I guess polite. I don't know. Some people think that being direct and, you know, like speaking honestly is not so polite, but I feel like it's the most respectful thing that you can do in any situation. So I try and treat people with respect and speak directly. But anyways, so yeah, I got this email today and I was just shocked. I was just like, this person, I just don't understand where they're coming from at all. This makes no sense to me. It's comical. Like, what the hell, you know? And then again, I was like, wait, don't forget, Gaia, he's a stranger to you. So just remind yourself of this one fact that you know, like, literally almost nothing about him. So anyways, so that happened.
That's funny.
I know.
That's funny. I will die to know about that email.
I know. Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, what else should we cover? We only have like 10 minutes. What else should we cover?
Do we have more text though?
Oh yeah, we do. Okay, let's see. Let me just pre-read this for 1 second and make sure that it's not just a personal one to me. Hold on. okay. I think the interview might be intimate. Okay. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Oh, this is tricky. Ooh, I don't know how to answer this. Okay, okay. It's definitely not a personal text, so I'm going to read it on air. Okay, this person says, I just got interviewed for a magazine article, and I think the interviewer might be into me. How can I ask him her out without seeming creepy or blowing it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a tricky one.
That's a tricky one. It's tricky because in all these situations, I try and put myself in them and see if I have something to relate to like that. But I don't have anything to relate to with this one. I don't know. Do you want to take this or should I take this?
Yeah, I can take it. I can take it.
Okay, you take it.
Well, again, pretty easy. Just try to flirt a little bit and you will know, you know, with the body language and all that, if he's into you or not. And if you don't care, you just go for it. Anyways, like, what are you gonna lose, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You never know. Just like, I will do it myself in the way that I will feel comfortable with myself and I don't feel awkward, so that way I don't project that into the other person.
Right.
And
that's true.
I will just go for it.
That's true. That's a good, okay, that's gonna be your response person. Yeah, I think that's a great one. Also,
and every time change though, every time change depends on the person, depends on my mood, every time change how I'm gonna approach someone.
Yeah.
But just had a little bit of courage and a little bit less, more courage and a little bit less fear to reject it, and that always helps.
Yeah, I think so too. And in terms of like actual practical advice of like how you flirt or whatever, I feel like honestly, you can just look, you can just hold eye contact with someone for a little bit too long. And that's,
yeah,
that's all you need to do, you know? So if you don't want to seem like you're being creepy or something, you know, and you're worried that maybe you're not sure if you're reading the vibes correctly or if there are vibes or what's happening. Although usually the thing is that my other rule of thumb is that usually if you think something, it's the case, you know? So if you're like, oh no,
yeah,
did I just say something? Was that rude? It probably was a little rude. If you're thinking to yourself, oh no, was that a little rude? It was, you know? So if you're thinking to yourself, so if you're thinking to yourself, oh, are there vibes there? Like this person just interviewed me for this article. Are there vibes? Like, I can't tell. There probably are some vibes. That doesn't mean that, like, they're going to say yes if you ask them out, but there's probably some vibes. So yeah, I think in general, just holding eye contact for, like, a little bit longer than you would with someone is such a good way
That's
to flirt.
That's so true.
Because it's totally nonverbal. You're not committing to anything. You're not saying, hey, you want to get a cup of coffee? You know, you're not doing, like, general, like, dating, whatever. I don't think I've ever asked anyone out for a cup of coffee, but... But yeah, you're not like putting yourself out there too much and being disgusting and gross and pathetic and vulnerable. You're just looking at someone for a little bit longer than normal.
Exactly. So. I agree that that's not pathetic or disgusting at all.
Totally. Oh, this is a good one. We got another text message. Okay. People don't want to call. I love that I'm getting all these texts, but I want people to call too, but we only have 5 minutes.
Yes, like Ron. Ron, thank you so much
Ron,
for calling.
Ron, thank you so much for calling. You're our hero. Yes. We love you so much. And we're sorry about that lame girl. Little black dress on the first date or whatever. Oh yeah, or whatever what I was already wearing to the gym. So what do I wear on the first date? A little black dress or what I was already wearing to the gym? This one's funny. I feel like I need to take this one.
Go for it.
Because I don't know, Emma, you can see me on Skype right now. I don't know if you can tell my super fresh style.
I love it.
Yeah, you can't see my like purple leggings with pink stripes and then like
and
red
see, like,
shoes.
Flowers and colors.
Yeah, I've got
it.
Flowers and colors. I'm like super sporty. I decided recently to make a change into pretty much all sportswear. So it's just my new style, guys. So get used to it. But but what's funny is that I run into people all the time now, and they're like, "Oh, did you just come from the gym? Like, what's happening?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I just came from the gym, but like I showered and then I like changed into this stuff because this is the new outfits." But in answer to this question, what do you wear on a first date? I think it totally depends if it's like daytime or nighttime. But in general, like if I go out on a date anytime, I'm just gonna like, I really think that you can't like not wear whatever you're gonna wear, you know? Like as soon as I start getting weird and like judging myself and being like, wait, do I look cute in this coat? Or like, is this a stupid pair of shoes to wear? Then like, that's just retarded and you just can't think like that. because then you're just gonna be awkward and you're basically making the assumption that the person is gonna judge you for what you're wearing. And the point is that I don't wanna date someone who's gonna judge me for what I'm wearing. I just wanna date someone who like thinks that I'm a great person and like whatever, thinks I have great style or not, because who cares, you know? So that's my answer to that. But also, if it's a nighttime date, then yeah, I mean, you probably should wear a cute little black dress. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You don't want to look like you're not trying.
Like the boobs a little bit out, you know, like who knows?
Oh God, the boobs out. I've literally never done the boobs out. I don't think I feel... Boo. Are you booing me for no boobs out? I've never done the boobs out. What I do is I just do a tight shirt.
What about when you're in a tropical weather? You don't do that either?
No.
Shut up.
I just do the tight outfits. I just do the tight, because I'm just not, I don't know, the cleavage thing just makes me feel like a whore. I just can't. I think it looks good on other people.
All the boobs, it's just like to have air in your chest because it's so freaking hot in there.
I guess so. I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. I like short skirts and tight tops and like boobs totally hidden from view. I just think, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. We have 2 minutes. Should we do like a wrap up? What should we say at the end?
Yes. Well, that, I don't know.
Like, I don't know either.
First of all, I love the opportunity. I had a lot of fun.
Me too.
And you know, the way this idea was born and in the place we were at that time. And now it's just like, I believe that everything is possible.
I know. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I finished. Go for it.
Okay.
For
no, it. I was just going to say one thing about the place that the idea for this show was born. Was that we were in such a shitty situation, Emma and I. We were so depressed and miserable, and it was just the worst. It was just literally, we were just like, where are we? What is going on? What life choices have we made that have brought us to this horrific point in time and place? And like, this is insane. And then we just were, you know, making a positive thing come out of it and just talking, and we were like, well, how can we make this a little bit more bearable? And then we came up with this idea for this fun thing. So I don't know if anybody else has enjoyed this or, you know, is even listening, but I think that it's fantastic that we can do this together and talk about our feelings, which are complicated and disgusting and also beautiful and wonderful and all that other stuff that I hate to admit, but it's true. So yeah.
Oh yes, I love it.
Yeah.
And it's almost 9 o'clock. It was so fast.
No one's kicking us out yet. So I mean,
oh,
there's a station manager over there, but he's not looking over at me yet. Oh, no, he's not. We're all good. He says we're all good. So we'll keep talking until the station manager kicks me out. What else do we have to talk about then? Okay, this will just be like a PS, a postscript.
Exactly.
What else?
Not that. I would love to keep doing this. I would love to keep receiving texts. Or also, what do you think if we receive like emails or something? And I don't know, like to create more feedback.
Yeah.
It's great just to hear just two normal crazy girls just answering the way they feel.
Totally.
And just to see that all of us, we feel the same. Because all those questions, I've been on those, most of them. So it really helps. And just to be reminded that it's just about having fun.
Ugh, yeah, this is true. Good. It does feel good. When you're having fun and you're like in a good place, then anything is possible. This is true. Okay, but no, I think you're right. Yeah, we should do, I'll set up, I'll like Instagram about it. My Instagram is G_DUB_YA. So I'll post something on there about like where to send some questions to or something, so we can have a couple more queued for next time. So that sounds good. What else? He's still not kicking us out. I feel like we're like...
Do you want me to kick you out?
Oh, no, you don't have to. How long can we have? Another like...
Until the next guy gets here.
Yeah. Oh, he's not even here yet. Oh, that's woo-hoo! Exciting. Okay, well then we can keep... Emma, do you have another second to keep talking?
I will love it.
Okay, well let's keep talking.
Okay.
All right. And I'll keep my eyes peeled for the next person once he shows up. This is exciting. This is like bonus. I feel like this is like overtime. This is so weird.
I love this station.
Emma loves the station manager. Yeah, K-Chung is the best. And yeah, thank you again for K-Chung for having us on.
Thank you
guys. This is wonderful.
Everybody there is very helpful and so great. And I would love to meet you in person one day.
I know. You got to come down to LA.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What else? I mean, we have all these topics. Should we like choose a topic and just you and I talk about it? What's a fun one? I feel like we should have a fun one. Do you want to choose a fun one? What's a fun one? What's a fun one?
Just brainstorming here is like all these questions and all these way of feelings is because basically we feel vulnerable and we want to feel in love and we want to feel the love of another person. And because of that, all this dating situation gets weird and pathetic, but at the same time could be like just beautiful and fun, right?
Yeah.
So I have this very fun question. I don't know if it's fun for you, Gaia, but
okay.
You are in love. You know, after the second date,
the
first date, or the third date.
Oh, God.
You know, because I have these friends, and I'm becoming one of them. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I have these friends that they're in love in every single dating.
That's not, I don't think that's healthy. I think that that's, like, really projecting your own desires onto someone, like, really heavily in, like, a really bad way. I feel like my therapist would have major issues if I was like, oh, my God, I went on this date, and then I went on another date, and then I was in love. I feel like she'd be like, bitch, you're
crazy.
Well,
we're not talking that we have, like, every 2 days we have a new date, right?
No.
So, well, I think that's pretty fun because the way people get in love, like in these dates, you know, because everybody has different thinking about that. For everybody, it's just different timings, right? You never know. You just feel it that you're in love.
I guess so. But okay. But then there's the question, like I think in my last relationship, we said I love you really, really fast. Like, I don't even want to say because it's crazy. So that was.
Or the funny. Oh, sorry for interrupting. But the funny part is that most of the time you feel it, you know it, but you don't say it.
Yeah.
And most of everybody does that.
That's
because this fear. And that's very funny for me.
That is funny. It's cute. And then like having to say it first. Yeah, that's another good question. Like, this is something interesting. I don't think I've ever been the first one to say I love you. I think I always wait, which I think makes me a total coward. I think that makes me a total coward. I think I'm a little bitch. What?
Cobarde.
Is that the word for coward in Spanish?
Exactly.
Wait, how do you say it again?
Cobarde.
Cobarde?
Yes!
Okay. All right. Cobarde. Yeah, but what I was gonna say is that I think that there's a big difference between between love and then unconditional love. Oh, it looks like the next person's here.
I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay, cool. Well, I'll just finish this one thought. But that I think that there's a big difference between love and unconditional love, and that I think that you can love someone, and that they can love you, but who knows if it's really unconditional? And I think that's like something to think about, because I don't know. That's the tricky part, and that takes time, and that is like more meaningful and deeper. So, anyways, that's my last thought.
Okay. I love the answer.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening, and we will turn it over to the next person over here. Thank you, Emma. Big kisses.
Thank you, Cisco.
Thank you for
Skyping
in. Love you. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Thank you for all of our listeners or anybody. Okay. Goodbye. Bye.
Besos a todos.
The kisses. Bye.
Cool. You guys stop recording?
Sounds good.